Hang on, I want you to hear this.
Hello?
Hi, is this the birthday boy, John Dingle?
Yeah, we're celebrating the hell out of it. Everybody's calling me about the birthday.
Hi, this is Lester Graham at Michigan Radio. We wanted to wish you a happy 90th birthday as well.
God bless you for your call, for your friendship, and for your kindness.
We wanted to talk to you a little bit about a couple of things here on the air. First of all, I'm just wondering, what have you been doing with your time since leaving Congress, and are you following politics this year?
Well, I'm following it. I tell you, there are times that I'm glad that I am not in politics. Politics has gotten to be so savage in this country, it really is a shame.
I'm an American. 90 years ago, I hit the jackpot. And I became a free American in a free United States. It's the greatest privilege that any man or woman can have. I have had the privilege of serving my country and doing the things that I thought were good to make it better for the people. And the people, God bless them, love their country and have done what they can to make it better. We're undergoing difficult times now. And it is now the duty of us all to pull together, to see to it that the elections that are coming do not divide us, but rather bring us together so that we can become the one nation that we want to be and that we want everybody to see us being, as we show them that America is the greatest and most wonderful place in the world. I've had the privilege of years of public service, and I've had the privilege and the pleasure of being married to one of the most beautiful and wonderful women in the world, the lovely Deborah, my wife, and also to have the opportunity to serve in the Congress and to work with great and wonderful human beings from Franklin Roosevelt clear through our current President Obama. And I am delighted and honored that the people have given me this pleasure. And I thank you for letting me say so.
I'm just wondering if you think that we really can come together, given the partisan divide of the current presidential campaign?
Lester, my good friend, that is an important question. The answer is we can and we must, but it requires all of us working together to preserve and protect this country and to see to it that the things that mean so much to us and that make being an American so important are here and are things upon which we work together. There are differences we have, and these differences should be matters that we debate out freely and openly under the great principles of the Constitution. But we're going to have to start on it because people that are disregarding the constitutional rights and the constitutional needs of this nation are threatening its well-being and the well-being and freedoms of each and every one of us.
Yeah, this presidential race has been really interesting to watch. I mean, I know, you know, it can get savage at any level of politics. I'm wondering what you think about what we've seen so far in 16 at the presidential level.
Well, it raises a lot of questions. It tells me that the country is divided and that it's evenly divided. It tells me that there's a lot of people who are not satisfied with how things are going. It shows me that politics has gotten to be a sort of dirty business where people don't have the trust and don't have the belief in the system and don't have the love of the country that they need to have if we are to be a strong and a free nation. And I'm hoping that we can make them understand the urgent need for them to try to understand that politics should end at the shoreline. And that we should do our things as we need to while we love each other and while we remember that we are all Americans.
You know, I've been hearing a lot of people talking about this being a presidential election year like they've never seen before. And that's true. But I keep thinking of another one that was pretty wild in itself. 1948, when the Democrats saw the States' Right Party split off, the Progressive Party with Henry Wallace, Strom Thurmond heading up the States' Rights Party, and then, you know, Harry Truman, no one thought that Harry Truman was going to win that election. I guess you were probably in school then in Georgetown?
I was in school in Georgetown, and people were surprised when Truman won. I think there were only a few people in this country that thought Truman could win. One was Truman, And he thought and knew, and he was out there fighting.
Yeah, I talked to George Elsie, his aide, at one time about that. The thing that always tickles me, ever since I've been in Michigan, nobody realizes Thomas Dewey was a Michigan native. He was from Owosso.
Yeah, well, my dad thought Truman was going to win. And my dad was convinced that he could and should. And Dad was on the train with him out there in Kansas and the prairies when Truman ran out of money. And Dad came back from that campaign trip with Truman. And one of his friends asked him, said, John, how is Truman doing? And Dad said, he's going to win. And the guy said, John, come in here and sit down. You're sick. Dad said, no, don't you worry. And later when he told me the story just a few hours later, he said, son, go around and get these people to put their money where their mouths are. Well, I took his advice. And so I bet on Truman all over the place with good odds. And I made a lot of money. The morning after, I went around and held out my hand. And I told all my Republican friends that I was right here to collect what they had promised. And so I made a lot of money out of the Republicans because they didn't realize what they were getting themselves into, because Truman was going to win. He was a fighter, and he knew how to do it, and he had the issues. He cared about people, and the people knew that he cared. They asked Ned how he thought Truman was going to win, and he said, son, you've never seen any enthusiasm. People are standing out by the train. The crowds are enormous. And he said, everybody is working like hell, and he's going to win.
We've seen a little bit of that this year with the supporters of Bernie Sanders, the supporters of Donald Trump. I mean, there have been some pretty big crowds, enthusiastic crowds. Do you think that really matters in the end when the polling data shows something else?
I'm not sure that polls now have the reliabilities that they used to. Cell phones, they don't give you the truthful return that the other kind of phone gives you. And the result is there are a lot of red faces amongst the pollsters. And remember, polls are largely on the basis of making assumptions. And people are making the wrong assumptions. If Dad were here, he would say, son, polls that I take, and he did take them, are polls bottomed on me talking to people and seeing what they think and how they feel, and the strength of the humans' ideas, as well as what they say, and of course, the attitudes and the outlook of the people who are being polled and who are doing the polling.
Speaking of new technology like cell phones, you've been breaking the internet a little bit with your Twitter feed. People are constantly talking about how you've taken over the internet with another tweet. How is it that you and Twitter seem to get along so well?
I just try to talk sense. We had two great humorists in this country, Mark Twain, if you'll remember, and Will Rogers. People used to ask them how they did it. They'd say, well, we just tell them the truth, and they think it's funny. And that's exactly what they did. That's exactly how people reacted. And the end result was that people listened to them and thought, wow, this guy talks sense. Well, we just tell them the truth, and they were not getting much of that elsewhere.
Well, we hope you keep it up. Congressman, I want to wish you a happy 90th birthday. Thanks for taking a moment to talk to us.
God bless you, and keep on doing what you're doing. Public radio is a great public servant, and we are very, very proud of what public radio does, what you're doing, and what public radio is doing for this country. They are telling the truth, and people are finally understanding how important that is.
Thank you so much for saying so.